goldfish. They take over the space that they have. You know?
Yeah.
So if you have more space, you're going to use more space.
Very excited.
That sounded like a seal. That was even better.
I know. I have great animal imitations.
That's Lisa. And I'm Pam. Welcome back.
Welcome. It's very exciting to see you on the big screen, even though I just saw you in person the other day.
I know. That was fun. How have you been?
I've been really good. How about you?
I've been good. I've been incredibly busy. But settling into like the fall and kind of getting right back into the swing of things. So, but I think we need to start with a drink, don't you? Because thirsty.
I'll never object to starting with a drink.
And when we were together sitting on the porch, what you should talk about that great drink we had the other night.
Yeah, because, you know, it was last week finally felt like fall. Mm-hmm. You know, so I wanted to make a fall type of drink. So I did a cider sangria.
Nice. That was so good.
It was really, and it's, I love making sangrias because it's like the simplest thing.
They are simple.
And we kind of kid ourselves thinking that they're healthy when we put in all that fruit.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is cutting up the fruit.
It really is. But, you know, this is super, super simple. It was, you know, a bottle of wine, white wine.
Okay.
And then 2 cups of cider. And I did a generous half a cup of caramel vodka.
Yeah, it really tasted like it was caramelly.
Yes.
Or caramelly, however you want to pronounce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, caramel. But you could also do it with apple brandy. I just wasn't brave enough to pull the trigger on the apple brandy because I'm just not a brandy person.
Yeah, that would have had a totally different taste.
It would have completely different. That's for sure. And that was it. And then, you know, I did an apple, an orange, sliced up orange, some cranberries, some cinnamon sticks. I had put it all together early in the morning so that the flavors would all meld by the time we had it that evening. Because I think that makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
See how simple that was. You know, that's a batch. You know, you make a big batch of it for a few people.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And the nice thing about that drink is you could eat it as well as drink it.
That's right. That's what I was saying. We were, you know, at the end of it, each glass was like a little
salad,
you know, fruit salad. So
it was delicious and it was perfect for the weather and the time of year.
Yes.
And, you know, it's great. It was really great. It's an easy one for a crowd. So, and you had a fondue party, which was...
Yeah, we had to have something to wash down all that cheese and chocolate.
Fondue is funny. You can eat it, and then you just reach a point where you're like, I can't do one more dip of chocolate, especially the chocolate. Like, I feel like you dip, like, two, and then you're like, okay, I'm good. It's so rich.
It is so rich. And my son even said something the other day about it. He goes, That was nice. He goes, a lot of work. Like, how would he even know, right?
A lot of work.
And I said, yeah, because we did the oil, the cheese, and the chocolate.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of preparation involved in that. And I said, that's why you just don't do it that often.
Right.
But to do it every once in a while and singular, like a chocolate fondue one night would be fine. Or just having a cheese, you know, with a couple pickies would be fine. It just certainly wouldn't be as much work.
Right.
But it's fun to do.
You know, and the thing is, I think when I've done fondue parties or you do fondue parties, you do a fondue party. But you're right. You could just do fondue for like a little appetizer or a gathering with drinks and friends. You don't need to do the oil, the cheese, and the chocolate. You just do the cheese or just do the chocolate for dessert. Like it makes it so much easier and it is fun.
Yeah, because I think I would do, you know, if you just wanted to have somebody over for like maybe, you know, coffee and dessert or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just the chocolate fondue. It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
It makes everybody kind of gather around.
And people always talk about, when's the last time you fondued?
Oh, yeah. And for, you know, those who think, well, you know, I got to go get a fondue pot and all that other stuff, you go to your thrift store.
Yeah. No, go to Lisa's, the closest thrift store to Lisa's, because she dropped hers off the other day after she used them. There'll be two sitting there. Used once.
We talked about that, right? Like, why store this? Just bring it back to the thrift store, and when you're going to have a fondue party, go to the thrift store, pick up the fondue pot.
For $2.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about storing it. But it could go wrong. That last one I got was with you was $2.50, and it literally had never been used. When I opened up the package, everything was still wrapped up in plastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can find at a thrift store.
Yes. Love to thrift.
So how's your fall going so far?
So far, so good. I go, it's not even official fall, is it?
No, when I think it? Saturday is the official fall.
Yeah. But like I said, last week kind of felt with the weather finally. Nice and cool. And as soon as, I mean, we have the calendar. In my head, it's always Labor Day is fall, and it could be 100 degrees out, but it's like, okay, it's Labor Day, I want to put the fall decorations out. And I think that all goes back to also that sense of like, okay, trying to kind of regroup and you get revitalized. All goes back to school for me. I mean, how many years did we go to school? I don't want to mention it. And it was like, you know, the beginning of the school year, you would go get your new clothes, your new shoes, your supplies. You'd get all nice and organized.
It's like the beginning of the year. It's like New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. For me, being in school all those years, and then you have your kids, it just kind of kept that going for years and years and years. And fall is just, to me, is like a great time to just kind of, you know, take stock of everything and reassess and just kind of regroup, I guess. I don't know. What about for you?
I 100% agree. The French have a term for it. It's called la rentrée. And it means it's the start of the school year, but it's called La Rentrée. So it's like everybody's starting up again. Everybody's back from vacation. Everybody's like restarting, you know, if you can imagine. And I think it's a great way to term it because we always say like back to school time, but it's really like, for me, I really felt like I'd kind of taken a break from things. I was busy with the house and stuff. So it was like a natural, I needed to prioritize some stuff. But now I feel like we're back. Like, okay, it's the fall. Let's get back to work. Let's get back to goals. Gets back on track until through the rest of the year.
It's almost like nesting.
Yeah.
Too. Like you're kind of getting ready for the winter.
Yeah, that's true.
And I want like, you know, kind of want to get things lined up, you know, be nice and cozy and comfortable for the winter. And, you know, right now, because winter is not here, you're like, oh, it's not that bad. We'll talk about it around February and March and how much we hate winter.
Exactly.
But right now it's like, it's not that bad. It doesn't seem that bad.
You know, this summer was kind of, I tried to reprioritize some stuff. Like I needed to just kind of focus on myself. And I felt a little guilty, like not chatting with you as much or seeing as many friends as I could have. I just kind of needed to take a step back. And I don't know if I felt guilty a little bit, like why aren't I kind of putting myself out there more, but I just needed a break. And I think that's what summer's for. You know, summer's a time to kind of take a break, to chill out, don't overstress. And then when fall comes, it's like, okay, get your big pants on and go out and seize the day.
And not that you're not ever not busy, but, you know, you were extra busy, I think, this past few months since you've been back from France, you know, in the cottage and all that work that you've been having done there, and, you know, plus working and it just a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it's almost kind of in that situation, too, where like everything is all these outside forces are coming in on us. That is almost a way for us to protect ourselves from getting overwhelmed. We might have to take, you know, use that phrase, step back a little bit from our normal routines just so that we can deal with what's going on. And it doesn't mean anything bad necessarily. It's just that everything, there's ups and downs, there's flows of things. I think it's good that you did what you did over the summer. You know, you needed to kind of take care of what needed to be taken care of, which helps you jump into the fall season.
Not only that, I think it helps you focus on what's really important to you, like what you really want to do. You know, there's things that, you know, you might have to let go of. And that's okay. for me, it's good to step back and give myself a break because I'm always going 100 miles an hour. And being able to kind of prioritize what's important to mm-hmm. you in life is really good for me. I felt sometimes guilty for not connecting so much, but I really kind of needed the break. And when I look back, it helps me realize the things I really want to do, the people I really want to see. You know, those are the efforts that I'm making, you know, now. So I can kind of get back on track and kind of start the new September year.
I know. And it's not like you're off track or I'm off track because, I mean, really, staying on track is confining. You know, I think we have to have a lot of tracks going on. And, you know, that whole thing about you feel a little guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty about any of it because it just probably made you better at what you were trying to accomplish. Right. You know, and we can't do everything all of the time. That's one of the things women always do is they put a lot of pressure on themselves. They think, you know, I have to work. I got to take care of the house. I got to cook. I got to, you know, worry about my adult children. I got to, you know, maintain all my friendships.
It's exhausting.
You know, it goes on and on and on and on. It really much is. So, you know, just, you know, whatever is of a priority of you at the time, and that if you can put more effort into that, don't you think that turns out better? Because if we spread yourself too thin, nothing's really getting taken care of the way you would like it to get taken care of. Because you just don't have enough of you to do everything. But, you know, like using you as an example, this summer you were focusing mm-hmm. on the cottage and getting the things that needed to be done that you knew needed to be done. And then you had a lot of extra crap thrown in there that needed to be done that you didn't plan on.
What do you mean? You mean like no working bathroom? Something like that?
Yeah, just for one example. You know, on top of your crazy work mm-hmm. schedule and, you know, your tenants and, you know, just
it adds
everything
up.
Else. So, yes, I think seasons, we tend to prioritize what we want to do or need to do according to the season. And fall, at least for me, I think for you too, is a season that we just kind of feel rejuvenated.
Yeah. And I like to get reorganized. I'm a big one about, like, let's clean out sections of the house and reorganize things and get things a little bit more scheduled. Because for me, if I don't have things nice and neat or my setting isn't set up in a way, you know, I can't work.
Totally
properly.
Agree.
It has to be clean. Yep. The kitchen, there can't be any dirty dishes. Yep. I have to focus in a nice environment.
If I lived by myself, I always said this. Oh my God, everything would be so neat and organized and... But it would be because I have six animals.
And you tend to spread out. Like people are like goldfish. They take over the space that they have, you know?
Yeah.
So if you have more space, you're going to use more space. I have learned that lesson over and over again.
It was like we mentioned, it was cool last week. So it made me want to like get out my fall decorations, which I hadn't done in a couple of years anyhow. So that just, you know, you make your environment, you're talking about making your environment, you know, appealing to you. I do it for nobody else other than me.
Well, that's why you should do it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, nobody else really appreciates it, but it makes, I come in, I'm like, oh, how festive it is in here. You know, I really enjoy doing it.
Well, I walked into your house. I was blown away by the festiveness. It was beautiful. First of all, I couldn't really put that together, nor am I the type of person that would, I could not live with a lot of that around because it's just too many things for me, but it looked beautiful.
Oh, I have the space, because especially this level that where everything is done, that's not our living area.
Yeah.
You know, downstairs is where we kind of live. So that, yeah, I can't have it down there. That gets in my way.
Right.
But up there where, you know, pretty much just the cats get to enjoy it on all day long.
Right. It's really beautiful. Like, it's so Lisa did this entire tablescape of autumn with candles and pumpkins and birds. And it was just beautifully done.
I like the pumpkins because they can go from fall right up until Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, when the kids were younger, it was very much Halloween.
Oh, right.
And so, and that really wasn't my cup of tea, but you do it for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more like the fall, so you can have, if you're going to go through that effort, I want it like September 1st is fall in my head. Could be 100 degrees out, but from, you know, Labor Day until right after, well, it'll start mingling in a little bit of Christmas and fall.
Well, you have Thanksgiving in there. Don't forget. You can use the
pumpkins. But I now that I have an artificial tree, I put the tree up earlier.
You do? You put it up before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, again, it's a lot of effort to decorate it because I have a 10-foot tree, so it's not a little tree.
Mm.
And if I'm going to decorate that thing, I'm going to keep it up for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's really
good.
But
that's only been in the last, in COVID. COVID in 2020 is when I got an artificial tree. And I really wasn't working because of COVID because, you know, everything got, I was working, but my hours had got really cut down. So I had all kinds of time. So I was like, I think I put that tree up in November 1st.
Oh my gosh, that's a little early. Well, I think getting back on track in the fall is a great time.
Well, do you think it goes back to like when we were kids?
I do think it's back. I definitely think. Plus here in New England, the weather changes. So yes. When the weather changes, you feel different. And I don't know, your eating habits change. Like the food is different. The local produce is very different.
Yeah.
It is because of when we were kids and went to school. And like you said, we, you know, for the next 20 years after that, we raised our kids and it all started back to school. It was like life started again when the kids went back to school because you had more free time.
And we rejoiced, number one, when the kids went back to school. And so, life did seem to get almost back on track because you had to be more on a schedule.
Yeah, well, welcome back to fall. Welcome back to a new year. I think it's going to be a great second half. No, it's not really a second half. It's the last.
It's the last quarter.
It's the last third of the year.
Yeah. Love fall.
Yeah, me too. It's great.
I hope we have the weather to go with it because we had a crappy summer weather-wise.
We really did. And then the summer extended into September, which felt wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, become cool. I want to open the windows and sleep with the windows open.
Yeah. And the problem always is when you wish for the coolness and then it just gets too cool too fast. So I like that little Indian summer. It's been perfect weather this week.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, it really is.
I love it, love it, love it. All right, Lee. Well, what do you got for a hot flash today?
I went to the dermatologist today. And the reason I went is because I need to practice what I preach. Yeah. I'm always after people in my lives that I know that don't take care of themselves. Go to the doctor, go get this checked out, go do that. And I don't do it the way that I should do it. So, I had never gone to the dermatologist before, so I made an appointment to, you know, have the whole, I call it the mole patrol, you know, and it's peace of mind, because I found out my brother had to have, he had a basal thing cut out of his head the other day, and then, you know, when you start talking about it, you hear, oh, so-and-so had this, so-and-so had that, you know, and we're at that age where, you know, how many years I haven't been that kind to my skin. I've had skin damage, you know, from the sun. My hot flash is we need to take a little bit better care of ourselves sometimes. And we might not want to go to a doctor because we might fear something.
Yeah.
But in this case, I got a stamp of approval.
Oh, that's good. Did they mark it on your body with a stamp?
Yeah. Well, I feel like they took enough pictures that I might be in some nudie magazine. Oh, yeah. They take pictures of ones that she wanted to, like...
Keep an eye on.
Keep an eye on. Yes. Mm.
I like just standing there, like, in your, like, nothing on, and the doctor's, like, peering into your robe. Like, what's happening in there?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, what are you looking at?
I know. It's also, like, a big prep day. Like, when I have to go to the dermatologist, I'm like, okay, everything's got to be shaved.
Yep.
Every orifice, everything's got to look perfect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is a lot of prep to go to the dermatologist.
It really is. But you are good for the day, let me tell you.
You are.
I wasted my shaving my legs for the dermatologist. So what's your hot flash?
My hot flash is my doggie. She's getting older.
And yeah,
I just
poor
feel,
Elsie.
I know. She's the sweetest dog. I don't think she's ever met anybody who hasn't loved her. And I'm feeling really, like, sad. She's lost when she goes in the yard and... You know, her breathing is definitely getting labored, and she's had a few nights of where she can't lie down, like she has upset stomach or pain or gas or something. I took her to the vet like two or three weeks ago, and she there was nothing that was, you know, alarming. She's just older, and it just makes me so sad that she's not the dog she used to be, you know? And
she's a senior.
She is a senior. She's 15.
Yes.
15 and a half. So, but she, I just been, my heart's been breaking for her lately because I know she's, it's sad because when she goes out in the yard, she's lost. Like, she doesn't know where she is. So I have to, she's walking and sniffing and having a grand old time. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I walk up to her, she realizes, oh, it's you. And she, like, gets excited and she runs back to the house with me. Like, oh, thank you for finding me. It's like, you're 10 feet away, girlfriend.
Her sight isn't what it used to be.
Her sight, her hearing, her stomach, obviously. But she's a sweet dog.
She is. And you've given her a great life. I mean, how many other... Your dog has traveled more over the world than most people have.
That's right. Oh, gosh. She's so silly. Anyways, just wanted to give a shout out to Elsie because love her to death.
She's a cutie.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Hey, that's enough. You know, we're not trying to solve all the world's issues today. That's tomorrow.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, exactly.
Let's save it for tomorrow. All right, Lee. I'll talk to you next time we meet on the porch. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks. You too. I'm going to go have a little bit of some sangria.
Oh, you have some left over.
Oh, yeah. No, let me rephrase this. I'm going to have a little fruit salad.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for spending time with us. We will talk to you soon.
Bye. Have a good week.